afternoon, Audio Boo. This is a special boo going out to Camilla Engel-Green, who's actually one of my fellow students at Aarhus Business Academy. She's actually in the semester before mine, so while I'm facing my final exam, or I'm in the middle of my final exam project right now, well, not quite in the middle, I'm at the end, due to hand in on Friday. She's actually facing the type of exam that I had to face last semester, which is a one-day exam where the teachers give you a set of tasks to do that you pick up at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then you need to spend the day going through them and completing as many of the tasks as you possibly can before, I think it was about 6 o'clock in the evening, and then you upload the whole thing on the school's website, and then about a week or so later you have to go in and talk about what you did in the actual exam where they give you your grade and everything. And Camilla kind of contacted me and asked me to kind of hand over my what I did for the exam. And I came out of the exam with a 10, which is like a B. It's a kind of the second highest grade. But I was very lucky to do so, because the actual one-day exam, I completely messed it up, actually. I did so badly, and what I did after that, knowing that I'd done badly, was I spent the week after that really putting together something quite special, I hope, or at least the teachers must have thought it was special, because they really awarded me that higher grade when it came to the presentation. But let me kind of rewind and go back to why I thought my project for that day was so terrible. To be honest, to me, it all boils down to organizing yourself. What I did when I looked at all the tasks that needed doing, and a lot of it was design orientated and some of it was programming orientated, was I looked at the programming stuff. And it was most of the stuff, the programming side, was stuff I knew I could do. And I actually made the mistake of saying, well, okay, I can do that. So what I'll do is I'll concentrate on all the design and the other stuff, which is the stuff I'm not so good at, and leave the stuff that I know how to do until the end, because I can do it really quickly. Actually turned out that that was a completely idiotic way to do it. What I should have actually done is gone through the assignment, picked out all the things that I absolutely knew I could do, my real strengths, and spent a lot of time working on those. I would have actually presented a much stronger exam paper had I done that. Instead, what I did was I concentrated and spent too much time on all my weak areas, and actually handed in a report that wasn't really fleshed out when it came to the weak areas, because they were all my weak areas. They were areas where I wasn't particularly knowledgeable. They were areas where I wasn't particularly proficient in what I was doing. So when it actually came time for me to take the time on the stuff that I was proficient at and really good at, I didn't have enough time to complete it. So between organizing myself in a really bad way, just spending too much time on the stuff that was bad at and not enough time on the stuff that I was good at, I ended up just handing in a report that I knew was bad. I just thought to myself, I'm going to be lucky if I walk out with a 7 in this exam. Having kind of realized that I did so badly, I decided to take a couple of days. And then I kind of came up with an idea to really spend some time on a project, presenting part of the project for the exam, that was mainly about the stuff I was good at, the programming side. There was some design involved, but the design was very rudimentary and basic, and I purposely kept it that way because I thought this is a proof of concept. So the design stuff, I did what I should have done when it came to the actual one-day exam. I took the time to concentrate on the stuff I was very good at, which was the programming stuff, and didn't spend so much time on the design side when it came to the presentation on the day. And I think that really helped me make up a lot of ground when it came to the exam day. Also, I think what made up a lot of ground is when I sat there in the room with the teachers, knowing that I'd done so badly on the one-day exam, I didn't actually sit there trying to defend myself or make out that I'd done brilliantly. In fact, I pretty much walked in the room and sat down and made it known right away that I knew that I'd done really badly. And I think that did a lot in the eyes of the teachers to give me that slightly higher grade, because I think they realised that I was able to assess what I'd done in an objective way and move on from that and present to them something that really kind of made up for all the crap and rubbish that I'd produced during the one-day exam. So that's really my advice, really organise yourself, concentrate on your strengths, don't put them aside thinking you can do them at the end. Do them first, do them well. And if you have time to start taking care of some of your weaknesses, then of course start taking care of that too. But organize it in a way where the first things you do is you pick out all the assignments. And we had a lot of them. It was a lot to do in one day. It was huge. But go through it and pick out, I think we had about 12 different assignments, all a mixture of design and there was some interaction and stuff. But read it all and pick out exactly the ones you know that you can do and you can do them really well and concentrate on those. They will not expect you to do everything. They won't. They give you a lot to do on purpose. And they will not expect you to be able to do it all. But what they would expect, I think, is to pick out the things that you are very proficient at and take those from the beginning to the middle to the end and develop them in a way where you're actually presenting all your strengths rather than concentrating on your weaknesses, thinking that you need to make up a lot and end up putting something in that is all about your weaknesses and not all about your strengths. I hope that makes sense, Camilla. If you have any questions, just give me a shout on Twitter. Happy to give advice. I will try and find the actual exam paper for you, but I actually don't think I kept it because I was so disgruntled by my performance that I think I kind of just put it all aside somewhere. And also it doesn't help that since that time I've kind of changed computers like 500,000 times like I normally do. So I'll see if I can find it. If not, I'll, I'm happy to answer any questions you have between now and Friday.